Mix 94.7 KMCH 821. About 12 minutes from now, we're going to call our Bring Me My Lunch hopeful winner for day number two. In the meantime, I called Tim Vick and I said, Tim Vick, bring me my guest. And here he showed up. So congratulations. You get to be on the radio.
Just like Beetlejuice. You say the name three times.
Three times and he shows up. So how are you, friend? How are things?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's been staying busy now that the weather has turned. It's officially fall out there now.
It is. I'm so happy about this. This is my favorite time of the year.
Yeah. I'm kind of learning more and more to like fall better than summer.
Yeah. My wife really... She likes fall, but she hates fall because she knows what comes next.
Yeah. Well, I was told that there wasn't going to be any of that this year. I was told there was a city mandate that you and Mayor Connie said no winter in Manchester this year.
Not until January 1.
Okay. Of 2024. Yeah. You push it off a couple of years. Big doings in our news this morning. We're talking about this East Main project rolling on. Yeah. New phase starting today. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We really are going to have a mess out there for the next 2 weeks. There's just no way around it. But What we're doing is we found a way to get this paved full width, which saves us 3 weeks. And as you know, days are getting shorter, nights are getting colder, concrete takes longer to set up. So doing this is important for us in order to get things done and wrapped up in a timely manner. So for the businesses on the north side of East Main Street that are in the project area, getting to them is going to be a little bit more difficult, and people need to have some patience. So if you're going to the Country Ridge Apartments, and there's a lot of apartments out there, and to Golf Carts Plus, there is a gravel road. It's actually where the trail is going to be, but right now it's just a gravel road. So it's one lane, so you'll need to alternate. But from the west side, from Reflection parking lot area, that's where you'll get onto that to hit Country Ridge Apartments and Golf Carts Plus.
Almost like an access road, kind of.
Kind of. Very temporary, very narrow. Again, we want people to have some patience, but if we can do this for the next 2 weeks, we'll get through this and things will be better. For Captain Tennille's, the Lightning Lanes, and for Dr. O'Brien's Small Animal Clinic, you will access off of the on that gravel road from McCarran Drive, which is where Good Neighbor Home is, for those that don't know street names but know landmarks. So, again, it's one lane in, one lane out. And I know with bowling league started, it's going to be a challenge at night for some of these places that get really busy for certain time periods. But please bear with us. They're hoping to do the work today to get the elevation taken care of, and then start pouring concrete on Thursday. If we can pour that Thursday, they have some handwork to do after they get the main line poured, and then hopefully Monday.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, nothing's concrete.
No.
Pardon the pun.
But then they can tar it, and then we can start opening up some access ports off of that.
Gotcha.
But right now we're looking at 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood that it hopefully doesn't take. Just be kind. Be courteous. Yeah. Be nice.
Give us some time. Be a little patient. If you don't have to go through that direction, please don't. The businesses on the south side still use the existing detour route that we have with the single lane. If you're going through traffic, if you have to go that way, do it. Because of the signs that are there, the current traffic is getting shifted a little further south. Be really careful with the signs for the businesses out there because the lane's really narrow.
Yeah.
So if you got an oversized vehicle, if your farm equipment's coming through there, I'd probably find a better route.
Yeah. A brewer or something like that back way or whatnot. Yep. So, and again, only 2 weeks.
Again.
Hopefully only 2 weeks.
We're trying to get this done as much as we can before the fall harvest gets
in
earnest.
Let's go from one end of town all the way to the other end of town, the airport. Tell me about what's the latest with that project.
Yep. So the council, we were notified from Midwest Right-of-Way that we're kind of at an impasse with two property owners on acquisition.
Okay.
The council's meeting with the city attorney and asked him to provide them with some options on how to proceed, what we can do to keep things moving forward. The one option is looking at eminent domain. We don't like that. We're hoping to avoid it, but that is something that has to be discussed as we try to get things accomplished so we can get the airport runway lengthened, get our glide slopes in so that we have a safe area for the airplanes to come in and out.
So I can fly my jet in. Instead of driving up, I'm just going to fly the jet.
Your ultralight?
Yeah. It's me holding two long pieces of paper, just hoping I'd take off. That's what it is.
Or your little paper airplane.
Yeah, that's right. I need a long runway for that. Also, one thing we want to mention, and we've mentioned a little bit here in our get-togethers, but recording and being able to watch council proceedings on a delayed basis or even on a live stream basis. What's the latest with that?
Well, we had quite a bit of discussion on that last night. Again, there's some interest in moving forward with videotaping the city council meetings. when I say videotaping, I mean recording digitally, because we're not using VCRs
anymore. Out the Betamax and the old reel-to-reel. So
you know, the discussion is what medium do we use? You know, how do we put it together? Were we using Zoom? Do we use YouTube? Is it live or is it just recorded and posted that way? Because we don't have a local access cable channel anymore. We did away with that 15 years ago. So that's not a mechanism for it to be played on. But we're seeing the Mediacom subscriber bases dropping. So you know, there's not as many households have that access either. So the internet's the best way, which we see more people have access to the internet. It's just, how do we put that out there, and what's the best method? Because it's not just as simple as putting a phone camera up and recording, because you know, we have presentations and stuff like that. You know, you want to see who's talking, try to associate with what's going on. And so there's a lot more background information, as you're well aware. Your soundboard and everything else, all this fancy equipment you have in here.
I still have no clue what half this does. I don't know.
So, you know, we're trying to evaluate what's the best way for us to do that. Set up cameras, make sure the council chambers, because if we do it, you know, we want to make sure it's right, so people.
Well, and you want it to look good,
and
sound good, and everything. You don't want to look like you're in somebody's barn having a get together. This is an actual government meeting where things are going on.
And so it's a formal proceeding. You know? And so we're talking about it, and we're trying to figure out the best way and the most cost effective way, because we're still trying to be responsible.
There you go. And anything else you want to add to our stuff today?
Believe it or not, in 2 weeks we'll be talking about leaf pickup.
What? They haven't even started falling yet.
Yeah, well, a few of them.
We're starting to get tomorrow. Whoosh! They all go.
We're starting to get some calls now about when that'll start. In 2 weeks, it's the second week of October. We'll start doing that.
It's hard to believe October is just like not even a week away now.
I know. You got your costume ready?
I am. I'm going as a radio DJ again this year. Scares all the kids is what it does. In the meantime, if somebody has a question for you, Tim, what's the best way to get a hold of you and talk?
The best way to get a hold of me is call me direct, 563-927-1116, or reach me at my email, tvic@manchester-ia.org.
Are you part of this whole Sideliners football thing they're doing at the Chamber?
I haven't won yet.
Neither have I. I'm starting to think it's a conspiracy. I'm starting, because Donna Boss was in here yesterday, and she gave me the card that we were joking about on air. I think that was by design.
You think so?
Yeah. I had the Bills. I had the Bills and the Browns for my first week.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah. What was
that's a write-off, isn't it?
What was the game Sunday night? Was it 11 to 10?
Yeah. I didn't even catch the last of the Dallas game last night. It was a baseball score at halftime, and I went to bed. So hopefully you didn't have them on your card this week.
I didn't look at the card yet. I just... I wait for them to call me.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Yeah, wait for the check that's in the mail. So, Tim Vick, always good to see you. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks, Justin.
All right, you can see more of our interview. His brand new smiling picture, by the way. We just took it today. You can see it online at kmch.com.
It's homecoming time.